Parshas Ba'alois Harashi brings Lomanus Mecha Parshas HaMenoira LeParshas HaNasiyim LeFishe Chishera Aaron Chanukas HaNasiyim Chol Shadaitoi Shaloi Hoye Imon BeChanukah LeHuv LeShiftoi Sai Mitzad Denosi and Sai Mitzad Shevet Levi, he wasn't represented. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Chayecha Loshen of Shvua, by your life Shalcha Gedoyle Mishalohem Sha'at Amad LeKumeite VeSaneris. There's a lot of this forum talk about what it means, the union of Daenerys. Daenerys represents the Ur of Torah, it represents the Daener of Chanukah. It represents that Aaron, as opposed to representing just his Shevet, represents the Ur of Torah that's Meir for Gans Klal Yisrael. But there's a derher over here, it says, Chol Shadaitoi, the Lashon of Rashi is Chayecha. So that can be translated, Chayecha, es Geter on in the Leben. He took it to heart, he took it to his life. If you really care about something that much, then yes, Shalcha Gedoyle Mishalachem. A person has to know how much emphasis and importance he puts on something that it means the life to him. Adkama, that it means the life to him, so then he'll get it. The emesis, it says later on in the parsha that it was Begnusan Shal Yisrael, that they weren't Makrav Karban Pesach. And the Mefarshim asked, Beseder. They weren't able to be Makrav Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is only when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the pshat is, if you know, when you really want something, when for Pesach Sheni, when they asked Lomani Gora, they got it. When a person really wants something, if he puts enough emphasis on it, he'll be able to get it. But it has to mean the life to him. His life is dependent on it. I heard a very interesting mashal that Medrash Be'etzem brings, that when a person goes up Lo'olam Emes, and he was in Am Haaretz, and they come to him with tainus, lama loy lamadat the Torah, the Gemara, the Shas, and Poiskim, and he answers, Bitzedek, I didn't have the Seichel, I didn't have the Koiches, I didn't have the Moyach. So they ask, what did you do? He says, I was a fisherman. So they say to him, Herzu, to be a fisherman, what did you do? Well, I had to make nets, I had to go get flax, and prepare the nets, and put it in the water, and get the fish. And it's a whole parasha, and he explains that he was able to do that. So they said, for that you had your Koiches, you had Koich, you had Moyach, why didn't you have the Torah? And the Shaila is, the Chayritz Mamash Apella, you can compare learning up a Shver, a Toisvis, a Rambam, having an Oymek in Havonis HaTorah compared to fresh fish sold here, to be able to make nets for fishing. So the Pshat and the Medrash is, it's not saying that it's just as hard. But the Emes is, Avad, it's Pechlal, much easier just to make fishing nets. But how do you even know to do that? That's also a Parsha, that's also hard, that's also requires a Gevissa Kishrin. He said, yeah, but that my livelihood depended on that. You have to live. Oh, you had to live. If it was as important to you, the Limud HaTorah, or any noisei, chayecha, es geiteron in Leben, at kama that it's geiteron in Leben that much, so kemoikein, you'll be able to be matzliach if that's how much you want it. That's the first message over here they have over here. Now it says, there's a fascinating thing, there's so many different shotim in it. It says, vayas kein aroin, Melamed shvachoi shel aroin shaloi shino. And there's a lot of different shatim. What does it mean, melamed shaloi shino? The Al Shech HaKadosh explains that Be'emes, even though this was in the Mishkan, it wasn't even in the Mokam HaMikdosh yet. La'osid, when Klal Yisrael is going to get to the Mikdosh, La'osid in the past, yeah, when and in the future. When they're going to get to the Mikdosh Shalamat is Mechuvin Keneged, the Mikdosh Shalamala. But Aaron already, even in the Midbar, even in the Mishkan, he was already shaloi shino. He knew how that it could be Mechuvin Keneged, Mikdosh Shalamala. I still brought down a pshat from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. He said, if I was given that job to be able to be Madlik Umeitiv Esaneris, Meiroiv Heslavus, and Meiroiv Pachad, and Neirois from the Inyan, I would have dropped the oil, and things would spill and fall, and I wouldn't be Matzliach Bechlau. Melamed Shalai Shina, that Aaron HaKoyen did it with a certain regio, with a certain calmness, with a certain mahalach, that Mosun, even though Avadi, he was mislahev umislahit acharel, but not that he spilled oil. Another pshat malamet shalashina, that he didn't become a balgaiva, it wasn't oil oil roish, that he was able to do it. Another pshat malamet shalashina, you know, by everyone, Avadi, there are different times, different kufis. Loi harei, what your tfilas ne'ilo or mincha on Yom Kippur compared to a mincha just at the beginning of the zman. And loy haray, maybe the mincha of the first day of this man, then stamazo yichveis and bein hazman, and we're in later on in this man, and the soif hazman, emtza hazman. Shaloi shina, that no matter which time it was always keseder with the same darga. It never went down. Maybe this is appropriate when in Parshas Baal Oischa, okay, in Chutzlar, it's eventually they'll get up to Parshas Baal Oischa, but then it's a time when already we go upstate, downstate, middle state, all kind of different places. No, Malamit Shaloishina, Malamit Shvachay Shal Arain, it doesn't make a difference. Baal Oischa is even when we're moving, it blibes always with the same Tamidim Kesidra. Another nakuda of this Tamidim Kesidra, and it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says, a pshat, Aaron HaKohen was Madlik the Neiris every single day. He didn't have to, it's Kasher Bazaar, but he was Loishina, he did it every day. Now the emes is, the Gemara says in Yuma that Ketoires is a Segula for Ashirus. Ketoires is a Segula for Ashirus. So one should think that at least once let him do the Ketoires. You can't do both, it's at the same time. Zesh Hidlik Esener is not the one that's be mocked to the Ketoires. It was done at the same time. And yet, Aaron was Loishina, not even once, because Menoira represents Torah, and representing Torah means Adasoif. To be mevater on the Ashirus. We know the famous Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, that someone comes to him and says, you know, I'll come to my place, I'll give you Elif Alfi Din Rizov. He says, no, I don't want Toivli Torah Spicha Me Alfi Zov Echesef. And it's Yadua, Toivli Torah Spicha Me Alfi Zov Echesef, Reb David Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, they used to say, people think, Toivli Torah Spicha Me Alfi Zov Echesef means if you have a choice to be a Talmud Chocha Muflag and no Kola Terakula, but to be an Ani Morud, or to be an Asher Muflog, but a total Ama Oretz, Toivli Torah Spicha Me'al Fizav HaChesed. He said, no, that's not the Pshat. Toivli Torah Spicha is a Faknation Torah. To be a Talmud Chacham Muflog that knows Kol HaTorah Kulo and a lot of Shas, Poskim Rambam. But to be Choser, a Havana, in one idea, a Knation Torah. And to be an Asher Muflog. Or to be an Ani Morud, but to have also that Toisefes Knach. But they sefes havon in something. Avdem oichet is toivli teres picham alfis avachesef. Malamet shvachis shel arin that he only wanted menorah. He didn't want keteres. We know that the emes there's a skula, a sandik. The Rama brings is a skula for ashiris because the sandik is the dmus of the mizbeach haketeres, and being in that sur of the mizbeach haketeres is the ashiris. They asked the stipler. He was sandik many times. The emes says Reb Chaim was sandik, kamat every day, for dozens of years he was sandik every day. But never said Tachnan. But the stipler was sandik many times. They asked him, where's the Ashiris? There's a school for Ashiris. Where's the Ashiris? So there were times when he pointed to the Kehilas Yankiv, to the Saif, to the Sforim, which either he meant the fact the schus to write Sforim is an Ashiris, or some say, no, he pashut meant he made money. He sold the Sforim, and that was his parnosa. That's the money. That was the gelt of the Ashiris. This is Zem Genuk. At other times, he pointed to his son, Reb Chaim. That was the Ashiris. Akaponim. That's the school of Ketoiris to have Ashiris. Yet another pshat, Vayas Kain Aaron, interesting pshat. We know that the Oyer of the Menorah represents Be'etzim, the Oragonos. There are 36 Neiros on Chanukah. There are 36 Mesechtes that have Talmud Bavli. And the 36 hours that the Or was Meir in the Tchila Simei Habriya, either on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi, until there was Me'oiris. Or some say because Friday and Shabbos, that time before Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, was for 36 hours straight from Friday morning till Maitzah Shabbos, was 36 hours of Or. But either way, there were 36 shois of Oyer, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu raw that the Oyer was not Roy, and he was Goynezit. He was Goynezit in the 36 Masechtas of Talmud Bavli. He was Goynezit in the 36 Neiris of Chanukah. And the Shvachah Shel Aaron is that the Menorah is now Shaif to that. So there's a beautiful diak. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, Keseder in Parshas Bereishis, Vayomer Lekim, Tatria Oret, Vayihi Kain. Yishrutzu Hamayim Vayehi Kain. Dozens of times it keeps on saying different shlavim in the Briya Vayehi Kain. There's one place where it says Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer. Vayehi Oyer. It doesn't say Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer Vayehi Kain. Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer Vayehi Oyer. Zok the Malbim. Because it wasn't Kain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shina. The Oyer was supposed to be Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer. Now, here in this world. And it wasn't. Hashem was Meshane. He was Goyniz the Oyer. The tzaddikim la'asid lavai. The Velt says la'asid lavai doesn't mean in the future. It's in the past, in the future from Tchilas Abriya. For the tzaddikim shebuchol dar v'dar that are asid to come from then, that already were and are here, ba'avar and behoive. But b'cholifin, he was mishaneh. Vayas kein Aaron. Melamed shaloi shina. Aaron is bringing back now this oiragon is here v'hai alma. So vayas kein, what over there, it couldn't say kein because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishaneh. So it said by Aaron, it was melamed shaloi shina. Vayas kein. Shaloi Shina. The Sfasemis writes that Shaleshina means he wasn't Farshlofin. He didn't do it when a Farshlofin dekehed. He did it with a Lebedekait. Shina Miloshan, sleeping. There's another Nakuda, though, Malamit Shaleshina, is like we mentioned already, to do something Tog Teglach again and again and again every single day. Koyach of Hergel. There's a Moiridika power of doing something with the Koyach of Hergel. Anything that's worthwhile, it's not Kedai that you grad to do it. A mida, a tchuna, a koyach, and toira, and avoid, and yirashamayim, whatever it is, if you akoine it mit koich hergel, then it taka becomes part of you, and it becomes your metzias. There's nothing that's worthwhile that it's not kedai to do the hergel. But it's an avoid to do something with hergel, to be margel, tog teglich, never to miss. And who adin hergel needs hergel? To be able to be margel yourself, to do something that's also an yin of hergel. We're holding in the Yemei Hashiva of Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Zechat Tzadik, Levracha, Rab Gershon. He was, for over 80 years, in Ponovich, he came as a bacher, and then Malamed Shaleshina, he stayed there. He stayed there and became a Ram, a Rosh Hashiva, a Ha Rosh Hashiva, all of his life. The emes is, he came really as a young bacher to Eretz Yisrael, and his father was very worried about the situation in Eretz Yisrael then in the 30s. There was not really too much going on over here. And he learned with them in the house, him and his brother, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Gershon, two brothers, and he learned with them in the house. They lived in a place called Ramat HaSharon. It's in the center of the country. There was nothing much going on there. They learned in the house. There was one time when they went to see the Chazon Ish, who was living in another place called Bnei Brak, which was just as Torahic as Ramat HaSharon. And Ramat HaSharon was Reb Tzvi Eilerstein, and Bnei Brak was the Chazon Ish. It was very, very few Yidden Shomer Torah mitzvahs. They came into him and they learned. They were learning Givomis, and he spoke to them in learning. And they were very nispol. Rav Chaznish was nispol. And a few months later, he met them again, and he asked them, "Was Herzog with Givomis?" So they looked at his spilus. The Chaznish, you remember that we met you once, and we said we're learning Givomis. Do you remember from just once? So the Chaznish said, "I'm not sure if he meant it seriously, but he said, Wiffel mol ichab das gechazert? You're right. You told me once." He told me you learned Yivomis. I chazered it. I don't know if he meant he chazered it or he took it with a festkite. Becholifin, they continued learning in their house, and eventually, the Ponovizhirov, who was a Holocaust survivor, and he came near the end of the war after his family and his yeshiva were all killed in Ponovizh. And he came, Be'emes, on one hand, Mamish Tzabrochen, but on the other hand, he came to build. He made a Beis Yisoymim, he made a Beis Atavshil, and then he's had this big plan in this place in the middle of nowhere called Bnei Brak. Near the outskirts of this little village, there was a big hill, and he said that he's going to build a yeshiva, and he had big plans. He told people he's going to build a Zagroisa Beis Medrash. He's going to be able to hold 100 Bachram. 100 Bachram in the Beis Medrash. And they looked at him. There was 5 Bachram in the yeshiva. Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, Rabbi Yankov Edelstein, and 3 other Bachram. That were the original Talmidim. So they said, "You're sleeping. The Shlovtzich, Malamed Shaleshina." I'm sorry. I ruined the story. They said, Du Cholamst. He says, "A Cholam, Abrich Shlofnisht." And he was one of the first Malamed Shaleshina, and 80 years later, I don't think, I challenge someone to find me someone in history that Tamidim Kisidron was Moiser Shiurim for over 80 years. A Shir Yoimi, Tog Teglach, and all the Tkufas of his life. A Shir Yoimi to Talmidim for over 80 years. On Yoim Shlishi, the Yoim of the Petira, early in the morning, there's a Ksav Yadavit, he was writing the Mar Makoimis to the few people that came to him in the hospital. He was going to say shir. It was going to be on video also. He was going to say shir. He was preparing the Maram HaKoymes for the shir. I don't know if in history there was such a thing. So over 80 years, Mamish, Tog Teglach, a few shirim a day, but for sure, Mamish, in his manam also, but for sure during his man, Sidri HaYeshiva. Melamed Shaloy Shina. Yet another pshat. Melamed Shaloy Shina. You know, there's a lot of pshatim in Malamed Shaleshina. The Chasam Sofer says a pshat. Hadlokas ner is kosher bizar, and the MS Aaron could have been mevatim and let a zor do it. What's more, this is on Yoim Petiras Bonov. The MS, he should have been be'evel and in a shvera matziv. And no, Malamed Shaleshina, even on that day, min hamikdash leteitze, Aaron Akoyan, in any situation, letav and lemutav, continued by Yaskein Aaron. Yeah. Okay, there's another parsha here in the another noise. The parsha of the Levium. It says, "Ve'etnes alaviim nesuin lesunin la'aron ulabanav mitoich b'nei Yisrael." Rashi already brings over here in the Chumash that it says in the word in this pasuk b'nei Yisrael five times. Melameid lo'idiach ibasan shel Yisrael, that it's chaviv to them like the chamishuchim sheitayra. But you have to realize that the Leviim are be'etzem the center of Klal Yisrael. The emesis, we know, in the Mikdash or in the Mishkan and the Midbar, there was Machane Shechina, there was Machane Leviya, and then there was Machane Yisrael. The Machane Shechina, what connects the Hamoin, the Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, to the Shechina? The Leviim. The Leviim are the Emtsoi. Through them, they're the ones that are represent the Loimdei HaTorah, the Omlei HaTorah. The Rambam writes Avad in Hilchos Shmita V'Yoyva, V'loy Shevet Levi Bulvad. El Kol Mishin Esoi Libay could be from Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi represents the medium, the Pnim, that's Mechaber, anyone from Klal Yisrael to Shechina. Remez Nifla, the Gra brings, take the word Yisrael, spell out the word Yisrael. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. Sin is Shin Yud Nun. Reish, Reish Yud Shin. Aleph and then Lamed. The middle ois of Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph and Lamed, it spells out Leviim. Because the center of Klal Yisrael is the Leviim, the Pnimius. That's what it means. I saw brought down, it says that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Toichoi Kibaroi. So there's a remez, Toichoi Kibaroi. Toichoi, what's the middle letters, the Pnimius letters of Toichoi? Is Chavov, 26, Shem Havaya. Then that's when the Pnimius is Chavov. Kibaroi, by Kibaroi Fakeret, the Pnimius, the outside letters are Chavov. But a person has to be that when the Havaya that's Shoichen in him, it's not just an Oifen Chitzoini. It's Taka, in the Pnim of the person itself, he becomes a Merkava Feshchina. A Remez, I saw, you know, we say in English, a person says he has a life. What's the inside of life? IF is if. You know, in Lashon Kodesh, we say Chaim. The Pnim of Chaim is Yud Yud, is Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a person. I mean, if you spell life in Hebrew, it's Lamed Yud Yud Pei. It also has two Yuds inside. But if it's Chaim, then it's Taka that the Pnim is good. I heard once a Maisa from Rav Shalom Shvadron, right after the 6 Day War, there was a tremendous hischaskas all over the country, and Rav Shalom Shvadron was going over all over the country, being mechazik, even in the Ari HaSoda, that were rochek maybe from Yiddishkeit, and he was being mechazik them. There's one place he came, they were sitting, taroivis, men and women, he told them to separate. There was a tumult about it, but he was stark about it. And then he was speaking about the neflois that happened, and someone that was a soldier, a hopped soldier, came to say that in the 6 Day War, there was mamash nisim v'neflois, shaloi kederach hateva, he was mamash bespilus, and Mamash Aleka Derech HaTeva, and he has pictures of it, because he had a camera as he was going through and he took pictures. But then, L'davoino, unfortunately, there was no film. He had forgotten to put the film. No, it's the film. Didn't have film. So Rav Shalom Shadron said, it was Mamash Moifesh Aleka Derech HaTeva, right? So send in that the pictures would come out without the film. Kabish Aleka Derech HaTeva, anyway, Aleka Derech HaTeva. The guy says, no, there's no film. There's nothing inside. He said, oh, you understand. If there's nothing inside, if the Pnimius is not there, then you're not able to get to anything. Avada, even if you want to buy from Nisim, it has to be that first you have to have a basis of Pnimius. You have Vaita, the parasha of Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says, "V'ha'ish asher hu tahor uvaderech loy hoya." There's a Meirat Gevorot from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kveger says that a person wants to have steiging in Torah, it has to be that he remains within the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash. If a person goes out, if you go out, then it's not going to be the same. So he says it's Nirmaz in the Pasuk. V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech loy hoya. He blives in the Beis HaMedrash. He's not baderech. I saw brought down from the Goyin a very similar idea, but the Niggin is different. He reads the words, V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech? Red Zechayin, loy hoya. If you go by derech, then nowadays you could be in the Beis Medrash and you could bring the derech inside. There's oifanim. How a person could be, but you need a tefillas haderech. He needs a tefillas haderech taka in the Kaisa Beis Medrash. But avad, it's supposed to be you leave that out. There's a gevaldik arayit to this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ovis Perek Vav, Mr. Tess, we mentioned it before. Omer Rav Yosi ben Kisma. Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Baderech. And the emesis, I'll be makdim to you. Very interesting. The Chazon Ish never spoke publicly. he came to Eretz Yisrael and right away got involved in the Klal. And he was very involved in the Klal, but not he didn't publicly speak. There was one time they asked him to speak, and he said he was noise, whatever the reason was, to speak. And he spoke for 3 minutes. He said this Mishnah. He said over the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Yisim and Kisma, Pamach Yisim Halach Baderach, Pogabi Yodem Echad, Omar, they come live with me with Kesef and Zov. And he says, Ein Ani Dor Elo B'mokim Toyer. That was the drasha. But Cholav is a Diach Nifla in this Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yisim and Kisma, Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Baderach. One time. The whole time he was in the Bais Medrash. One time, Hayisi Mahalach Baderach, what happens? Comes a guy, ready, come with me, we move to Texas, we'll make things, this. No. The Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Baderach, and he's already telling him to go places. Now it says, Behemshech in the Parsha, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. The Gemara says in Tainis, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Shoyim Mahalchin Baderech, Ve'en Beinehem Divrei Torah, Ru'im Lisarif. On the other hand, the Gemara says that you're not supposed to learn Baderech, you can get lost. So the Gemara says, yeah, it depends if it's Be'in or Be'kiyas, Hola Migras, Hola Iyunei. When you're Holchei Derech, you can't learn Be'in, because then you can get for a blunjit. You'll get for a blunjit in the Derech, you'll get for a blunjit in the Sugya, and come out with the wrong Maskana, that Zichara, an Asayin. But you're supposed to learn the Migras. Aber, The Sam Rebbe said, he says, but over here it was no. It's Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Ibalta was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. So wherever they were in the Beis Medrash, they were able to learn even Be'in. It's Yedua. There's a famous vart from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and it's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Lishitosoi. We know that the Mir Yeshiva, it's over 200 years old, and the building now is being Mishupatz and Tavshin Pei Gimel. The building was in Tavshin Yud Dalet, and now Tavshin Pei Gimel. Yeser Se'es, Ashreichem, and the Mesaskim B'Dover. But we say the yeshiva is over 200 years old. It wasn't in the same place for 200 years. It started off in Poland, Shanghai, Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but it's all in the same place. It's Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. They say over a Maisa that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when they were coming back after Shanghai, they were coming back. They first went to America, then they came to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a Bokhar that was Mamish for Loirin that was on the boat. And it's Yidua that Reb Chaim on the boat wrote a sefer Kuntres Shmeitzer de Svinta. He wrote a Kuntres on Shev Shmeitzer, on sefer Shev Shmeitzer on the boat, and a bacher that was mamish lost, probably had lost maybe part of his family. It was right after the Holocaust. Where are we? And Reb Chaim looked up Shmeitzer Gimel Perek Vav. That's where he was. So it's very matim. There's a famous vart that they say over from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Other Rachanim say it also. Very interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos. It's a Gemara lahalocha, but you can take out of their hair from me the Gemara. The Gemara says that in the Melachas of Shabbos, there's a din of soyser and boina. Soyser is really makalkal. So why is it a malacha? So the Gemara says, because it's soyser al manas livnois. But then the Gemara says, a chiddush ladina. Soyser al manas livnois is only if it's al manas livnois bim koimoi. If you soyser the building, and you're doing it al manas livnois, the same place, the same building in the same place, that's called soyser al manas livnois, and the steer itself is considered a malacha. But if it's soyser al manas livnois shaloi bim koimoi, then not. Frek the Gemara, Shabbos taf lamin aleph. How could you tell me that soyser al manas livnois shaloi bim koimoi? Lamasha, what would be a person with, let's say, a soyser a binyan in Beersheva, and he's soyser the building, but he doesn't want to rebuild in Beersheva. He wants to go build instead in Kiryat Shmona, somewhere else. So it's not livnois bim koimoi. It's a frek the Gemara, but the whole Makor is from Mishkan. The Lamates Malachas is from the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they goofed word. It was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu that they went from one place to another place. And for the Gemara, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, Kisoyser Al Manas Livnois Bim Koimoi Domi. Why? Every time it was to go somewhere else. Is Rabbeinu Chanan Alaf on earth over this says, it's a pellet, because it never happened. He says, it could be the Anoni Kabbad would come and tell them to go, and then tell them to stay where they were. It could be, you don't know. It could be Bim Koimoi. When they were Soyser, they didn't know what the instructions would be. Maybe the instructions would be to stay. I mean, in Parshas Masa, it never says that. They always went somewhere else, but it could have been. Oh, but the Chaim Shalev, other Quran, they want to say, I state in this Yisoid, but you give it with a mushal. So I heard over this mushal, I can elaborate on the mushal, a very, very interesting mushal. Let's say, Itaka, you have a lady that lives in Be'er Sheva. Sorry, I heard over the mushal. Lives in Be'er Sheva. And she has to go all the way to Kiryat Shmona to take care of something. And it's a very big schlep. This is years ago. She has to take a bus to Ashkelon, and then a train to Yerushalayim, and then another bus to Tel Aviv, and then another bus to Herzliya. From there, a taxi to Haifa, and then from Haifa, another bus And then the train again, the whole geschlept, and it's a hot day, and every time she's on a different bus, on a different train, she's meeting with new Atzvani drivers and people, and it's a whole parsha, and she has to go all the way back after she's there for 10 minutes, has to take care of something. And someone asks her, how was your day? Where were you today? Fregnisht! But she was carrying a one-year-old baby the whole time. And you ask the baby, where were you today? He says, where was I? Same place I was every day. The Yadayim shel ima. Ke'uman hanoyse esayoynek. So al pi Hashem yach and al pi Hashem yiso, you're in the place where you're in the Yadayim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is margish that's where he is, that's al pi Hashem yach and al pi Hashem yiso, he knows and can realize that he's always was in the same place. Now we know that the Sfarim say that the Masois in the Midbar were representative of every single person goes through Mem Beis Masois. Every single person has his travels. And it could be maybe weighed down heavily on him of all the different tierdas that he has. He has to be here, he has to be there. But the emesis, if he realizes that it's Al Pi Hashem Yach and Al Pi Hashem Yiso, so wherever he is, he's always the Yadayim Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, this message is also emes brought down later in the parasha. There's a very interesting two psukim with the upside down nuns. Very big in Yonim, what it means, these upside down nuns. It's the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Emes there are not chamisha chumshei Torah, there are really seven. Chotzva amudeha shiva. Because Sefer Bamidbar Gufa is beginning of Bamidbar Tul Vayehi Ben Soya, then there's Vayehi Ben Soya itself, and then there's the Hemshech of Sefer Bamidbar. It's a shaila why it's separated. Some say these two psukim with the nevuah of Eldo Medod. Another pshat is that this is the nun. It represents that Be'etzim, this is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmoy. But this Sefer Bifnei Atzmoy is shayich to the Chochmah of Shar Hanun. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the Shar Hanun. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa was only able to write 85 letters. These two psukim have 85 letters. We know that on Hilchas Shabbos, that same sugi in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, that even a Sefer Torah that was Nisraf, that was Nivla, that is missing most of its letters, as long as it has 85 letters, it's still Matzilin Mitnei Adleika. That Sefer, we only have 85 letters. We only have those 85 letters because it's such a sadistic Indian. All we have is that. 85 is Gematria Peh, Gematria Mila. If a person is Shoymer Peh and Shoymer Bris Mila, then it's Matzil Mitnei Hadleika. That's a person could be Nitzel from the Eish, Hayetzer, is from the Koyach of Peh, the Koyach of Mila, the Koyach of these 85 Oisius. But these 85 Oisius represent a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. What is this Sefer Bifnei Atzmai? What is it teaching us? It's teaching us that as we go through our masois, our travels and travails in life, whether it's a little bit of a roller coaster and sometimes we get curves and we don't know what's coming to us, but if we realize Keseder Vayehi Ben Soya Or and Venucha Yoimar, but we realize that it's always Al Pi Hashem Yachon, always Al Pi Hashem Yiso, then we're able to taka prevail. That's the message, and that's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. That message itself is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. I saw the Nesiva Shalom explains a lot of times a person has a tremendous Mulchemes Hayetzer. So he's worn out afterwards. So even if he was Matzliach and he was Oymin bin Nisoyin and he pats himself on the back, but he's farmat and he's worn out. Wow. He says, no, it's not. Then first, Mechayel Uchayel V'nuchay Yom Reshuvah Hashem. You continue. A person doesn't just respite with that. Fakert, he wants to continue going. And that Be'emes represents the upside down Nun. Very interesting. In the Kli Yokar, the Kli Yokar writes that a Nun is a fish. Now a fish is supposed to swim always into the depths of the water. He wants to go deeper, not to go swim towards the shore, because from there, over there, he doesn't have chiyus. Over the Klal Yisrael that it says there was a peronius that they were bereich, katina ka bereich and beisa sefer, they were acting opposite of the fish, whereas the fish wants to taka always go and swim deeper into the yam of mayim, they were opposite. So whether you're swimming slow or fast, but at least it should be in the right direction, that it should be that the vehi ben soya should be that we want to taka get closer with our masois, what the matar of our masois are, that we should become closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.